You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamari e te whānau e whakurongo ana koutou ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on 95BFM. This is The Breakfast Show and I hope you are having a lovely morning. If you're not, it's definitely about to get lovely because we've got Nadia Reid in the studio. Morena, Nadia.
Morena.
How are you?
Good. It's quite early for me to be up.
Oh, thank you for coming in. It's one of those things, I think if I didn't do breakfast radio, I'd probably also be cosy in my bed at the moment. So thank you for making the trek in this morning. All the way from Dunedin is in my head how I imagined you got here today, but have you been knocking around Auckland for a little bit?
Came up yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But the good thing about being up so early is that the brain is a little sharper, I reckon. Do you think?
I think so, yeah. You get a little bit of an edge on the day, maybe. We've got some very exciting things to talk about. Last time we spoke to you was when you announced you were doing this beautiful tour in May around the country of some of the most gorgeous venues, opera houses, beautiful old theatres. And you've sold out your show in Tamaki Makaurau at the Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you've added another one, which is great news for us.
Yes, the final... second and final. I was so blown away that people want to come out, I think.
Yeah. It's a pretty special time, I think, for us here in New Zealand. We've got this kind of moment where we're fortunate enough to be having gigs and people, I think, are really valuing what's going on with our local scene and our local performers. What have been some, I guess, highlights for you of watching your peers perform perhaps over the last year?
Well, I was lucky enough to do a big tour with one of my favourite songwriters ever, Holly Fulbrook. So I spent quite a bit of last year on the road with her and, you know, watching her set every night. And then in Dunedin the other week I was at Crowded House at the Dunedin Town Hall. Every single seat was filled and I'd never seen the Town Hall like that.
That's amazing.
And I thought... Yes, it's pretty. We're in a bubble.
Yeah, we are.
A lucky bubble.
Who was supporting Crowded House? Was it Reb?
Yeah.
That would have been wonderful.
Yeah. She's a star.
Yeah, she is a star. She's on, you know, a huge, huge course at the moment as well, just putting out wonderful music too. I think we are fortunate. We talk about this all the time, but I think, you know, we can't talk about it enough really because it's a pretty magic world we're in right now. And you've also been celebrating your record out of my province, which is a year old, just over a year old. And it's on the finalists for the Tate Prize, which is very exciting. How are you feeling about that?
It's always a privilege to be nominated for those sorts of things, and it's a nice way to sort of close off the record, like the Tates and this tour. I think it's me kind of mentally going wrapping it up, even though there hasn't been quite the year that one imagined. I still feel like done some cool things, but I think awards are a funny one,
because
I'm basically nominated with a whole bunch of people I really respect and also some friends. It's always funny.
Yeah.
A funny feeling.
Can't we just split the award between us all? I mean, kind of in some ways, that's what those ceremonies do, though, is it does give a nod to everybody who's been putting out incredible work and working very hard as well. And it is a nice way to celebrate that, as strange as awards can be. You are right there. Yeah. I am really interested in what you've been working on because I know you have been doing some writing and you've got some new songs on the way. What's the writing process been like for you this time around? Did you feel like you were drawing on new ideas or did you have old sort of things coming bubbling to the surface over this time? What's it been like?
Well, we spent a week in the studio in January in Chick's Hotel in Dunedin, Port Chalmers. And so we did five songs and a couple of them were written during the lockdown. And then a couple of them were sort of stragglers from a few years ago. But it's been interesting because I normally write while I'm on the road, while I'm sort of overseas, and I find that quite a invigorating sort of mindset. And being not trapped is the wrong word, being at home hasn't...
It could feel trapping sometimes, I think, you know. We have been lucky, but it doesn't mean it hasn't been hard, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It hasn't felt highly creative. But also the other thing is I don't have to be creating all the time. So yeah. I need to remind myself that. But yeah, there are some people that have like written a song a day. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. That's cool for you. Cool for you.
Yeah.
You have brought your guitar in. We've also got Sam in the corner. Kia ora, Sam. Who's got his guitar here as well. And we're going to hear a song. So, Zoe, do you want to just check that blue mic? Just give me a test on that.
Test.
Oh, sounding good.
Wonderful.
All right. We'll swing that round to your guitar. And then I'm going to swing my mic round to Sam's guitar. If anybody's ever been in the BFM studio knows it's a cozy wee situation up here. Okay.
Should we jump into it? I thought about my life and all its empty meaning, and I rolled around my island. I tried to find that feeling. Oh, there is dust settling inside me. Oh, my dress is hanging behind me. Oh, if I die tomorrow, would you come and hold me? Are you high, man? Are you tomorrow, would you come and hold me?
you. A little bit of lovely mic noise as I sling that round here. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Nadia.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you, Sam, as well.
It's great to have Sam here.
Double mic situation going on here. That was gorgeous. Thank you so much. That was High and Lonely.
Yes.
Such a magic song. Thank you so much for coming in today. People
pleasure.
Can get tickets to your new show on the 23rd of May at the Hollywood Avondale, I think from this morning, which is
yes, somewhere good. From somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
On some website somewhere.
I will grab it for everybody as soon as I hit this ad break. Thank you both for coming in. It's been such a treat.
And pleasure.
Good luck for the Tates as
thank
well.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon.
Yes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.